This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 15th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, Israel enjoys pleasant weather. In Tel Aviv, it's sunny with mild temperatures, perfect for a stroll. Jerusalem also basks in sunshine, while in Haifa, it's a bit cooler with a light breeze. Tonight will be clear and warm across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier today, Ynet reported that 10 IDF soldiers were wounded in a clash with Hezbollah terrorists in Bint Jabal. Three of the soldiers were seriously injured. Also, I-24 News shared that IDF Sergeant Major Ayal Uriel Bianco was killed in Lebanon. This brings the number of Israeli soldiers killed in Lebanon to 13 since the start of Operation Roaring Lion. Also this hour. According to JNS, Israel and Lebanon have agreed to negotiations. These are the first direct talks since 1993. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reported that IDF soldiers were wounded by Hezbollah terrorists. The IDF returned fire, killing all three attackers. And finally, Walla reports that President Trump declared in an interview that the war in Iran is over. He made this statement during an event with the vice president. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eli Afriat, an Israeli news analyst, posted just minutes ago about an explosion in Tehran's 10th district. Two improvised gas-based explosive devices caused minor damage and injured three people. From Al Arabiya, reporting earlier today, former Lebanese Health Minister Dr. Firas Abiad described the tense situation in Lebanon following Israeli strikes. Honest Reporting shared earlier that during a speech in Poland's parliament, a politician displayed an Israeli flag with a swastika. This act was condemned as a despicable inversion of the Holocaust on Yom HaShoah. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF clash in Bint Jael, Ynet detailed that the terrorists attacked an IDF unit, sparking a fierce battle. The wounded soldiers are receiving treatment at Rambam Hospital in Haifa. This incident highlights the ongoing volatility along the northern border. Turning to the tragic loss of IDF Sergeant Major Ayal Uriel Bianco, I-24 News reported that his death underscores the high stakes of Operation Roaring Lion. Since October, the conflict has claimed numerous military lives. His passing amplifies the need for a resolution and peace. Meanwhile, the historic agreement between Israel and Lebanon. JNS reports it marks a significant diplomatic milestone. The talks aim to establish a clear border, fostering long-term peace. It remains to be seen how these negotiations will impact regional stability. On the economic front. First, Mariv Business reported long lines and steep fees for those collecting duty-free packages. Travelers face disorganized processes and costly parking, adding to their frustration. Separately, CTEC revealed that Israeli chip startup Dust Photonokics is in advanced sale talks. Potential buyers include tech giants like Intel and Nvidia, reflecting the surging demand for photonics in AI infrastructure. And finally, Walla Business discussed the War Damage Compensation Fund manager's insights. While the North has been less affected, the fund continues to address the financial fallout from ongoing conflicts. That's your Israel 18 News update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 6 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.